Blog Talk Radio. Now we're giving it up, but I want to hear y'all talk to the Lord and give y'all praise, because hallelujah is the highest praise. Can I hear you?
Been through trials and tribulations, been the talk of conversations, been abused with no direction. Through it all, found consolation, knowing that my Father loves me. He gave life just to show me, even when I'm feeling lonely, He's always there. I am a testimony, and it's by the grace of God. Been through ups and downs, been all around, but I'm still here. I am a testimony for all men to see. God is still working miracles today. God is still working miracles today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord our God. For truly God is worthy. He is mighty, He is awesome, He is magnificent, and He is amazing. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I am so happy to have each and every one of you here with me tonight. Praise God. And tonight we're just going to lift up the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because He is wonderful, He is awesome, and He has done such great things for us in our lives. Amen. Praise God. It is because of the Lord Jesus Christ that we can be accepted into the presence of God. Praise God. Because the Lord our God said, I won't let unholy people, a dirty people, stand before a holy and a clean and a righteous and a just God. Amen. And it is only because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we are able to do so. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Well, I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Virtuous Wives Network. Praise God. And I want to thank you all for coming and being a part of what the Lord our God is doing. Praise God. For here on the Virtuous Wives Network, we give God all the honor, all the glory, all the praise, and the credit for what he is doing. Amen. He started and created man and woman and brought them together in holy matrimony. Praise God. And he's continuing, glory be to God, to bring his sons and his daughters together. Praise the Lord. In a covenant, praise God, that is blessed before the Father who created it. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I just want to say thank you, God, for each and every person who comes and listens and is a part of what you are doing, is a part of what you are saying, is a part of listening and receiving from you, Lord God. For that is, Lord, your good pleasure that we hear you and that we receive the word that you are saying and speaking to us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Well, people of God, we're going to play another song. Amen. Hallelujah. And then we will be right back. Praise God. Stay tuned, and the Lord has a blessing in store for you.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, one more time? I said he saw the best in me when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one.
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When God walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me
when everyone else around me
Can
I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? And I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it.
Yeah, girl.
And that
he is mine.
Mama said you would never be nothing.
When aunties and uncles said that you never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore, he didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you, and what did he see? What did he see?
You're the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God. For truly God sees nothing but the best in you and the best in me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, people of God, amen. We're coming before you once again, amen, to hear what thus saith the Lord. Glory to God. As I often say, praise the Lord, and I will continue to say time and time again, it does not matter what I have to say, praise the Lord, or what I want to say, praise God, or what I would like to say, amen, but it matters what the Lord has to say, amen. It matters what God is saying to us, praise the Lord, concerning marriage, what God is saying to us concerning what we're going through, amen. God sees us, amen, and he knows, praise God, the struggles that we're having. He sees us and he knows the pain. He sees us and he knows the frustration. He sees us and he knows, hallelujah, the stress. He sees us and he knows the worry. He sees us and he knows the fear. He sees us and he knows, hallelujah, Jesus, the place we're in where we don't understand, amen, glory to God, and we don't know where our help is coming from, but I came here to tell you today, praise God, look not to the east, the west, the north, or the south. Look not to a man or a woman. Hallelujah, Jesus. But look to the Lord, for your help cometh from the Lord. Help is on the way. Praise God. That is the title of tonight's message. Help is on the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Because you need to know that whatever your needs are tonight, woman of God, whatever needs to be met, praise the Lord, help is on the way. You are not alone, praise God, and you are not by yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. For the Lord our God has said in his word, amen, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. And I am so grateful and I am so thankful to God that he places people in your path, amen, that will help you along the way. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 12, it tells you a little bit about God. Amen. See, we got to get to know God on a deep and personal level. Praise the Lord. In our marriages, we need to know that no matter what we are going through, God is there. Amen. No matter what you are going through, the Lord is with you. No matter what you are going through, the Lord sees you. No matter what you're going through, the Lord has already prepared and made a way out of that situation for you because he is the Lord, your God, hallelujah, Jesus, who helps you, who keeps you, who provides for you, who loves you, who loved you so much he sent his only begotten son into the world to die on the cross for you, to go to the grave for you, to go to hell for you, but he would not suffer his son to see corruption. Jesus was resurrected from the grave for me and for you. And if God will do something of that magnitude for us through his only begotten son, hallelujah, there is nothing he will not do for you, woman of God, in your marriage. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to say welcome, praise God, to Prophet Morgan here in the chat room. God bless you, man of God. Thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah, Jesus. I had a good time with Prophet Morgan and Minister Howell. Praise the Lord that they were doing part two. Glory be to God of the word that the Lord allowed them to bring forth. And I thank God for Prophet Morgan, who is my brother in the Lord. I thank God for Minister Howell. Praise God, who is a woman of God who has strength and power. Amen. Glory to God. And she is always willing, praise the Lord, to tell you, amen, what thus saith the Lord. Glory to God. And sometimes that might hurt you. It may cut you deep. Praise God. But she's willing to do what the Lord has sent her to do. Hallelujah. I do believe I have the woman of God here on the phone. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Woman of God, are you there? Minister Howell?
I'm coming.
Glory to God. Minister Howell, are you there?
Yes, I'm coming. Hold on.
Okay, praise God. We're going to mute her back out and let her do what she needs to
okay,
do.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, hallelujah. Praise God. We have the woman of God here. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord is about to go forth because God has a word for each and every one of us tonight or today, wherever you are. It could be morning, it could be evening, it could be afternoon, it could be midnight. Praise God. It could be the wee hours of the morning, but it does not matter what time it is. Wherever you are, the Lord has a word for you. The Lord is concerned about you. The Lord sees and hears you. Amen?
Amen.
And God wants nothing but the best for you. He gave you his best from the very beginning when he gave you our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nothing but the best for his children. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Nothing but the best when he gave you your children. Nothing but the best when he gave you your home or your apartment or your car. You know, nothing but the best for the king's children, for the royal daughters, princesses of the king. Hallelujah, Jesus. He wanted you to have, woman of God, nothing but the best. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so tonight, praise God, again, the topic is help is on the way.
Mm.
Hallelujah. I don't know what you're facing in your marriage. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're believing God for. I don't know what you've prayed for, you've been fasting for, you've been worshiping and praising for, but I'm here to tell you tonight, woman of God, help is on the way. Hallelujah. Help is on the way. It is here for you. This is the day that the Lord has made, for we will rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let us go to the scriptures. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But before we do that, I want to give up a word of prayer. Father God, I come to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, asking you to do yet again what I know it is your will and your good pleasure to do. Give your word to your people. You know what they come here seeking. You know what they're facing. You know what they're going through. You know the trials, the tests, the temptation, the tribulation. You know what their heart cries out for. You know what they've prayed and fasted for. You know, Lord, your promises that you've made to them, oh, Lord God. You know what it is that they need, Father God, and what they desire most in their innermost spirit, Father God. So, Lord God, I'm thanking you right now in the name of Jesus for giving a word, oh Lord God, that would heal them. Giving a word that will deliver them. Giving a word, Lord God, that will help them, Father God, to see what it is that you're trying to say. Help them to get to that place where you're trying to take them. Help them to open their ears and their hearts, their minds, their souls, their spirits, oh Lord God, to your will, oh Lord God, and what it is that you have for them, oh Father God. So use us as your willing vessels, oh Lord God. Bring forth your word, oh Lord God. Bring forth healing and love and peace in their life, oh Lord God. Make sure that every need they have is met, oh Lord God. Make sure that everything that they come seeking you for, you give an answer to them tonight, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, speak, oh Lord, through your servants. Prophesy through your women of God. Do, Lord God, what only you can do before your people, because we're not here for ourselves. We're here to be about our Father's business. We're here on the behalf of your daughters. We're here, Lord God, for their help. We're here, Lord God, for their needs to be met. We are here for your people. So, Lord, I'm asking you to say only what you can say through us. Do what only you can do. Preach and teach and lead, and God, as only you can. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, let all of us decrease and all of you increase, O Lord God. Let no flesh stand in glory in your presence, O Lord God. All honor, glory, and credit due unto the name of the Father God, the Son Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I'm thanking you for everything that you've done, every word that you will say, every anointing that is destroying, every yoke, the healing, O Lord God. Bring forth right now, physically, mentally, and emotionally. In the name of Jesus, I thank you and declare and decree that what I've asked for has already been given. In the Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 12, I want you to see what the Lord God is saying. Amen. Hallelujah. So please go with me in your Bibles. Praise the Lord. Amen. To the book of 1 Samuel chapter 12. Praise God. We will look at verse 22. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as you're going there, woman of God, women of God, I want you to know that God is saying, daughter, I'm with you. Daughter, I hear you. Daughter, I'm for you. Daughter, you are not by yourself. Daughter, you are not alone. Daughter, I don't want you hurting. Daughter, hear me, your father. Hear your father's voice. Hear me, my child. Hear me. For I am with you. Hear my voice. Speak my faith. Come and get the answer to your prayer. Come, my daughter, and rest in my bosom. Come and let me embrace you. Come and get what it is that you need from me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. That is a word for you, women of God. God says, just come. Amen? Because his arms are open. He wants you to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that you've had some time, praise God, to get to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 12. As we are looking at verse 22, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know where you are in life or in your marriage. Praise God. But I am here to tell you, amen, today your prayer will be answered. Today God will give you the word that you need to hear. Today God has given what it is that you have been seeking him for into your bosom. Hallelujah, Jesus. This day, you have received your help. Hallelujah, Jesus, from the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the Lord says, daughter, I know you couldn't see your way out. I know you didn't understand how, praise God, you were going to get the help that you need. But I had already prepared and made a way. I had already prepared and made a way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For your suffering was not in vain. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woman of God, women of God, the Lord says your suffering was not in vain. Hallelujah. You didn't go what you went through for nothing. Hallelujah. You are not alone. Neither are you by yourself. And your suffering, woman of God, was not in vain. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Minister Howell, are you back with us? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Well, praise God. I believe that everyone has had enough time to get to 1 Samuel, praise the Lord, chapter 12. And we will look at verse 22. And as I always say, if you don't have a Bible with you, or if you do have a Bible but you don't have it in front of you, amen, please go to www.BibleGateway.com. Praise God, and then type in 1 Samuel 12 and hit enter twice, praise God, or click on the drop-down menu and then hit search, I believe it says, praise God, and then you will be taken to the chapter, praise God, that we are reading right now out of 1 Samuel chapter 12, praise the Lord, and we will read verse 22, hallelujah, Jesus. It says, for the Lord will not forsake His people. Amen, woman of God. I see you are in your preaching mood. Praise the Lord. It says the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because it has pleased the Lord to make you his people. Hallelujah. So we need to know, women of God, we may suffer. Praise God. We may go through. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But God says, I will never forsake you. I will never leave you, not because, praise God, not because, glory be to God, that you are so great. Because, see, what happens, praise the Lord, I'm not trying to offend you or upset you, women of God or woman of God, but I have to say what I hear the Lord saying. Because, see, we get in ourselves, praise God, or in the flesh, rather, glory be to God, and we think so highly of ourselves. We, you know, I'm a child of God. You know, I'm a woman of God, and you know, God's gonna do big things. Hallelujah, Jesus, and He is going to do big things. You are, amen. You are a child of God. You are a woman of God. Praise God. But God doesn't do what He does for us just because we are children of God or women of God. He does it for His great name's sake. He does it because His name is on the line. He does it because He says, I'm going to show you who I am. I'm going to show you I'm God. I'm going to show people that I'm God. I'm going to show them what I can do, what I will do, and what is in store for you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm happy to know that it has pleased the Lord, hallelujah, to make us His people. To put His name on us. Amen?
Amen?
To give us His name. Hallelujah. Because, see, as a woman, that is what you are looking for, praise God, in marriage. Is it not? To have His name. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, come on, women of God.
Amen.
You are looking to have His name. And what do you say? I am Joseph's wife. I am, oh, come on, I'm Chris's wife. Because you're looking to put His name on. Oh, come on, Minister Howell.
Uh-huh.
Come on. You are looking to put His name on you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on now. You're looking for what the name carries.
Mm-hmm.
The honor that says, I am His wife. I am the one that he thought enough of to say, I will make you my wife.
Yes.
Oh, come on, people of God. You are looking for him to put his... Yes, praise the Lord. You are looking for him to put his name on you. And God said, I already married you. Praise the Lord. I have already put my name on you. I've given you the ability to use my name, to call on me, the Lord, my God. Oh, come on, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can say, he is my... Amen, yes. God is your daddy. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You can say, the Lord is my... Amen, yes. He is my husband. Amen. Hallelujah. Because he married us, the body, the bride. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So, woman of God, your husband, praise the Lord, your first husband, as I like to say it, amen, praise the Lord, your first husband, God, is going to be everything. Your first husband is going to provide for you. Your first husband, oh, come on, somebody, he's going to help you. Amen.
Amen.
He's going to help you with the finances. Oh, come on, somebody. Help is on the way. He's going to help you with the children. He's going to help you in your faith. Hallelujah. He's going to help you with your healing. He's going to help you with the anointing that he's placed over you. He's going to help you with the gift that he has given you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your first husband is going to help you in every area of your life because he made a vow on you that he was going to meet your needs. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Go forth, Minister Owl.
Amen. Glory to God. I like what you said, Prophetess V. Glory to God, because he is our first love. Glory to God, and
yes.
He will take care of us. God is love. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. All we got to do is trust him and know that help is on the way and help is already here. The help is on the inside of us. We take the help everywhere we go. And that's Jesus Christ, his anointing, his presence.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Rest and abide in us. Glory to God. So we don't have to worry. Glory to God. We just have to be led by his Spirit. And whenever he speaks, whatever he tells us to do, glory to God, that's what we will do because he is our husband, glory to God. He is the first husband, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. He will lead you and guide you, hallelujah, in all truth, glory to God. He'll teach you how to be that wife that you need to be, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
When you love the Lord, you will know how to love your husband.
Glory
to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
He's worthy.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is your helper. God is your husband. God is the one who's going to help you make sure that what you need, praise God, is placed in your hands. He's going to make sure, praise the Lord, that whatever door you need open, praise God, will open. He's going to make sure the favor that you need, praise the Lord, is given. You have favor with him and you have favor with man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Because let me tell you something, woman of God. God will place people in your life that will help you. Glory to God. But no matter who he places in your life, no matter who comes along and helps you, amen, know that it came from the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Yes, that woman is helping you. Yes, that man is helping you. But the help came from the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the book of Psalm chapter 121, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to read that whole chapter. Praise God. It is 8 short verses, Glory to God. But women of God, I believe you need to hear it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Whatever you are facing and going through or suffering, praise the Lord. You need to know that God is your helper. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he will send you men and women of God that will help you along the way. But your help came from him. They're only there because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. In the book of Psalm 121, it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, mm-hmm. from whence cometh my help.
Amen.
My help cometh from the Lord, mm-hmm. which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Woman of God, hallelujah, Jesus. It doesn't matter what the devil, the demons, the enemy, the minions, whatever, whoever, praise God, the wicked workers, the evil ones, it doesn't matter what they try to bring about in your home, in your family, in your body, in your health, in your finances, glory to God, in your marriage, between you and your children. God says, I will not suffer your foot to be moved.
Mm-hmm.
He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He said, don't think that I don't see what's going on. Don't think that I don't hear your cries and your prayers. Don't think that I don't know, praise God, but I'm going to make sure, glory be to God, that they know I am your God. I am your king. I am your ruler. I am your rock.
Ah.
I am that I am. Hallelujah. And I protect and keep you. It says, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand.
Mm-hmm.
The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The mm-hmm. Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and ever. Ooh, Jesus, and even forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Man,
glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God is saying, daughter, I got your back. Daughter, I'm with you and I'm for you. Daughter, hallelujah, Jesus, you will not be moved. Not from your house, not from your marriage, not from your children. Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. He says, you will not be moved.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We're going now to the book of Psalm 54, praise God, and verse 4. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to give the floor back to the woman of God, Minister Howell. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord, our God, who is great, and he is mighty, and he is awesome, and he is wonderful. And he is holy in all his ways. And
yes.
He is able to keep thee from falling. He is able to keep you, hallelujah, in your mind. He's able to keep you in your right mind, hallelujah. He's able to keep you in your sanity, amen. He's able to keep you from losing your mind. He's able to keep you because he created you in the mind that you have anyway. Hallelujah. He gave it to you so he can keep you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's go to the book of Psalm 54 and verse 4. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to the name of the Lord our God. For he is worthy of all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Psalm 54 and verse 4, it says, behold, look, see, no, praise God, because that's what that word is saying. Look, see, and know that God is mine helper. Oh, come on, people of God.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Hallelujah. So you got a woman coming against your marriage. The Lord is with the woman who prays with you and prays for you. Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You got people trying to take your husband's job from him, and you're praying against it, and you got a woman of God like Minister Howell coming into agreement with you. The Lord is with her who upholds your soul. Oh, come on. There's sickness in your body.
body, a plague, a disease, and you need prayer, and you need comfort of the word of God and the scriptures from your Father, the Lord is with her that prays over you and lays her hands on you and calls upon the one who she knows can bring forth your healing. Oh, come on, somebody.
Oh, my.
Glory to God. You need help with those kids, praise God, because they're unruly and they don't know how to act and they won't listen. The Lord is with her who will come and set order in that house. Hallelujah, Jesus. You need somebody to watch your children because you got things to do. You got some errands you need to run or a place that you need to be. The Lord is with her who will stand by and stand with you and stand in the gap for you. Hallelujah. You down, praise God. You're pressed, praise God. You've been going through, praise God, and spiritual warfare. The Lord is with her that will come and clean that house for you. Come and make sure those children are taken care of. The food is on the table. Oh, come on, somebody. Your needs are being met, praise God. That house is not and will not fall apart because God is with you.
Amen.
And with her. Who will stand with you? Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. She's your sister in the Lord. She's your friend in the Lord. She is the one who the Lord sent to help you because God saw a need that needed to be met in your life, and he placed a woman in that place to meet that need because the Lord your God is your helper. You look to the hills, which comes your help. Your help coming from the Lord. That woman who's helping you came from the Lord. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Go forth, Minister Howell. The floor is yours.
Praise God. Praise God. I tell you, Prophetess V. Ooh-wee. That's all I can say right now. But you know, God is our helper. Glory to God. I got up this morning and I posted on Facebook, glory to God, and I just saw it. So let me go back up and just read what I posted, and I got to add something else too about this helper. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We need to know who the helper is. We truly need to know who the helper is. Glory to God. When
Come
we
on.
Truly know who the helper is, we know everything's going to be all right. Glory to God. Because we got to put our trust in him. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Proverbs 3:5-7 say, trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding in all that ways. Acknowledge him. And he shall direct our path. So we got to know who our real helper is. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I say, praise the Lord, Facebook, family, and friends. It's such a blessing to wake up and be on fire for the Lord. Glory to God. See, the Lord is our helper. This let me know that we truly know where our help comes from. If we just continue to lift up the name of Jesus, there will be no room for the devil to come in. Hallelujah. See, because
Hallelujah.
We know the day that the enemy comes in to steal, kill, and destroy, he come down.
Yes.
He come to break up marriages, glory to God, cause confusion, hallelujah, sow discord among the brethren. That's his job, glory to God. But when we get full of Jesus, hallelujah, there's no room for the devil to come in. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you know, James 1, chapter 1 and verse 17 said, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. And I tell you, that scripture that blessed my soul, because I ran across it last night, and I had to make a note of it. Because all good gifts come from above. Glory to God. Good and perfect gifts. See, God just don't give us anything. He give us good and perfect gifts. Glory to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. You know, just like our earthly fathers knows how to give things good to their children, our Father in heaven give us better things. Glory to God.
Yes.
He give us, he said he is the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He give us water that we thirst no more. Glory to God. So you need to trust the Lord tonight and lean not to your own understanding. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Know that the greater one lives on the inside.
Hallelujah.
And know also that there is nothing, entirely nothing, that can happen to you that you and Jesus can't handle. Glory to God. I got that little plaque, glory to God, in my front room. Hallelujah. I had it on there for years. Glory to God. When I will go to work in the morning, I will read that passage of that word on that plaque. Nothing today can happen that me and Jesus can't handle. So glory to God, if you're having problems in your home, if you're having problems with your children, know that this too will pass, because God loves you. Glory to God. He sees the situation. And in his timing, I say his timing, not our timing, he will move. He will certainly move. We got to trust him like that. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have your back against the wall and you really don't see no ways out. Glory to God. And then that flesh wants you to lean on the arm of flesh. That flesh want to work it out. But see, God don't need no help. He said he will supply every need. Glory to God. So we got to trust him like that. And you know, praise God, we all have to say, Lord, forgive us for not really trusting you. Because you know, when we get in trouble or we get in a time of need, you know we want some help right away. Glory to God.
Come on.
Right away. We forget about being patient. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure out, how can I get myself out? And see, a lot of times, the way that you think you're going to get yourself out, you can't even, that won't even work for you, because the Lord is he want to fix it where you will know it was God that brought you out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because he said he will share his glory with no man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know, praise God, I look at the different miracles and healings that Jesus did. Glory to God. Nobody could say that they did it. Hallelujah. Going back to the man that was born blind, God touched his eyes, and the man became seeing. The man that was couldn't walk, and God told him to get up and walk. You know what I'm saying? Take up that bed and walk. See, nobody couldn't do that with Jesus. Hallelujah. I saw a miracle one time in one of the churches I was in. This man prayed for this man. One leg was shorter than the other. And if you look close, you can see that leg getting even with the other one. God can do all things. There's nothing too hard for God to do.
Yes,
so if your marriage needs a healing, if your marriage needs a healing, give it to the Lord. Just make your hand like a cup and put it in there and say, Lord, this is my marriage. I don't know how to fix this marriage, Lord, but I know you know. And I know that you ordained marriage. You made the first marriage. And God, I'm putting this in your hand. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you, God will fix it for you. He will fix it for you. But you got to put it in that cup, raise it up, and just turn your hands over. That means that you put it in his hand. I work with an LPN. Glory to God, and she would have so much going on in her household with her husband. But she would come to work and get in the utility room and pray to her father. And she said, you know, I put that burden in my hand, and I turned it over. And that's where I get that from. You put it in your hand, and you turn it over. That means you put it in his hand. And when you put it in his hand, you got to leave it in his hand. Don't go up and pick it up, because he don't need no help. God don't need no help. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But whatever he tells us to do, we have to do just that. You know, at
the
wedding feast, they didn't have no wine. But Mary said, whatever he tell you to do, you do that. See, we got to know Jesus just like that. Hallelujah. We got to know our Father just like that. We got to know our Helper just like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so overwhelmed on this word on tonight, because you know, the more we hear about God being our helper, the more we read the scriptures, we be growing, we grows in him. Glory to God. And the thing that we thought we couldn't do, oh, glory to God, we get that word and we can feel like we can do great exploits. We can move mountains. We feel like, oh my God, we feel great in the land. We are, because the greater one live on the inside of us, and without him, we can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So glory to God. Be encouraged. And know whatever that you are going through on tonight with your marriage, know that God will fix it. Jesus will fix it for you. Oh, yes, he will. Because God honor marriage. You know, if you have a mind to make your marriage work and you have a mind to go through no matter how hard it is, you know God going to move for you. He going to move for you. Glory to God. Because I'm not going to sit here and tell you marriage is easy. Glory to God. It is not a lot of time because you got to get adjusted. You got to get adjusted to the person you married to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to get used to being in a house with somebody 24/7. Hallelujah. You got to get adjusted. Glory to God. But I'm going to tell you one thing. With Christ Jesus, it is easy. But without him, it is hard. You got to have Christ Jesus in your marriage. When you get married, glory to God, you know there's more than you and your husband in your household. It got to be the Lord first, your husband, and you. Because it's going to take God in that marriage to help you along the way. Because you're going to hit some bumps along the way. And you cannot throw in the towel because you made the vow. You said, I do. Nobody put a gun to your head and say, you better say, I do. No, you looked at him. He was just everything that you could ever dream of. And you said, I take Jane to be my lawful wedded husband. See, nobody made you do it. You said it. So you got to fulfill that vow. You got to endure some things. Hallelujah. Yeah. And when you endure and learn how to speak in season and when not to speak, glory to God. God was working for you now. But when you try to run your mouth, blah, 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 all the time, and every time your husband get in, how's you, blah, 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 that you're going to cause problems. So learn how to be quiet a lot of time and let God minister to you. Get in his presence.
Yeah.
When he walk in the door and had a bad day and kicking the dog or kicking the chair, you got to get in that secret place at that time. God, help me how to, when I come out of this room, help me to know how to speak with him, you know?
Yeah.
And glory to God, God will make it all right. He'll make it all right. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning.
Hallelujah.
And your morning may be right now. Your morning may be right now.
Hallelujah.
If you trust God, take him at his word. Hold
Hallelujah.
On.
And I got to say this. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Mr. Howell.
Uh-huh.
You have to see your morning before your morning comes.
Ooh, yes, Lord. Amen.
You have to see that you have been given a way out. Jesus, I placed it in the chat room, praise God. And I also typed it in on Facebook. The Lord always makes a way for you out of whatever you are going through. There is a way out. Call on the way maker, Jesus Christ, your Lord and your Savior. For it says in the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said, I am the way. You need a way out? I am your way out. Oh, come on now.
Amen.
I don't know. I don't see how you see Jesus. He is the way. He's going to make a way out of no way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. It does not matter what he has to do to get you what you need. Praise God, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. If he has to send an angel down, praise God, to get you out of where you are, if he has to leave you out like Lot, out of your situation, oh, come on, because we just won't go. Oh, come on, women of God. We just won't go. We just won't leave. We just keep looking back. He's trying to take you to a better place, but we just won't go. Come on.
My.
Get out of that lifestyle that you live in, because I'm about to do some things to the people who are living in it. But we just keep looking back. We won't go. And it takes the mercy of God and the grace of God that you're leaning on not to leave you where you are and let what will happen to them happen to you too.
Mm-mm.
Oh, come on.
My.
It takes the love of God to keep you in all your ways.
Mm-hmm.
So when the Lord is leading you out of wherever you are, leading you out of whatever you're going through, be careful not to try to hold on to it because you think you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You ask him for help. You ask him for healing. You ask him for deliverance. You ask him to be set free. You said, Lord, I'm tired of what I'm going through, but you just can't leave it alone.
Mm.
Oh, come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Mm.
We're going to get real up in here.
All right, now.
You refuse. I'm gonna give it to you, real and raw, because that's the only way that I can.
Mm.
I came from the world before I came into the body, so I got to give it to you. Praise God, real and raw.
Real
okay?
and raw. All right now.
I had a vehicle that I would not let go of, and the people say, "Why don't you just get you a new car?" No, I'm not gonna get me a new car. I'm keeping this car. The car stopped working. I took it to a mechanic shop. They got me out of my $200. My car still was not fixed.
Mm.
I took it to somebody else, praise God, on the same street. And not that street called straight, okay? It was a street called crooked way. Praise God.
Mm-mm.
But my vision was too blurry for me to see clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it to the next shop. And he said, oh, I'm going to fix it for you. And that was another $800.
Oh, my Lord.
Yet my car still wasn't fixed. Because I just wasn't going to let it go. Then I took it to somebody else. And it got fixed, people of God. It got fixed. I needed a whole other engine and some labor, which the man who I took it to the first and the second time knew already. These two mechanics knew what the problem really was. Yet they were going to try to milk me for every dollar that they can. But be careful how you treat a woman of God, a child of God. Because that money ain't going to help you. It's going to corrode you. You're trying to get it in the wrong way. Well, you could have got $1,400, $2,000 for doing the right thing the right way. Well, come on.
Amen.
But that's all right. I take responsibility for my part that I played also.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
And after it was fixed, praise God, after I spent all that money, the money I spent to buy the truck, plus the money that I spent to fix the truck, I could have went and got me, praise God, a better vehicle altogether.
Mm.
All that money I spent, why? Because I just couldn't and wouldn't let it go.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm-mm-mm.
What do you have that you won't let go that has a hold of you? You don't have a hold of it. It has a hold of you.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because, see, for me, it was that car. That truck, I just wouldn't let it go.
Mm.
And you know what happened to that truck? I got in an accident in that truck. And eventually, what I wouldn't let go was taken away.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
Either you're going to give it up willingly, or he's going to take it away from you. Because what you can't see is it was never good for you in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I should have went and got a whole nother vehicle. But I didn't because I just could not let it go. What is it that you won't let go?
Mm-mm-mm.
Woman of God, your help is right there, but what is it that you won't let go?
Mm-mm-mm.
Who did you wrong? Who hurt you? Was it your husband? Was it your family? Was it his family? And you just won't let it go.
Mm.
and your health is right there, but you are unwilling to let it go. And it takes God with patience and long-suffering and love to take away from you what you won't let go of. Mm. Lot would not let go of where he was. And it took the angels to lead him and his daughters out. The wife definitely didn't let go because she said, oh, I got to see what is happening back here. I got to see what, you know, she was longing for what she was leaving.
Mm.
And got turned into a pillar of salt.
Mm.
So be prepared, whatever it is, if it's not helping you, let it go. Whatever it is.
Whatever. It
let
is.
It go.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. But God has something better for you, but he can't give it to you until you let that go. Oh, come on.
Amen.
You need something from God, but you can't get it until you let go what you had in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And I hate to cut you off in the battle, but, you know, the Lord was just speaking, and I had to say what the Lord was saying. It's time. Women of God.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a job, let it go. If it's a car, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on. If money got a hold of you instead of you having a hold of money, let it go.
Let it go.
Because it is not helping you. It's keeping you in that place of brokenness, unrest, unhappiness, unhealthy, because you just can't let that money go.
Mm.
Oh, come on now. You got to have this, and you got to have that, and you got to live this way, and oh, come on, let it go.
Mm.
It's not helping you. You got to have this kind of friends who have this kind of money, who wear these kind of clothes. Let them go. God said, Abraham, get thee from thy father's house mm-hmm. and from thy kindred and go to a place where I am showing you to go. Come on, them friends can't go where you're going. You can't take them with you. They don't have the capacity to withhold all that God is about to do in you and through you and use you to do. Oh, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Minister Howell.
Amen.
You know, the people who you left behind didn't have the capacity to hold all that God was blessing you with.
Mm.
Their mouth was on it every. Oh, come on. Why would you believe that this is what God is leading you to do? Why do you think that? I mean, do you think you're so great that you're going to be able to go over here? And why would God use you? Why wouldn't he use somebody else?
Mm.
You ain't even got no schooling. Why in the world would he use you? Why wouldn't he use somebody who's more qualified?
Mm.
Why are you over there trying to become a nurse? You know how many years you got to go to school to be a nurse?
Mm.
Oh, come on.
All right, now.
I mean, what, you going to be a pastor? Why would you want to be a pastor?
Mm, mm-mm.
Come on, you know, stop doing all this. We don't want to be a pastor, but go serve the Lord. Oh, come on.
Mm.
Those people can't go with you. They're a distraction, they're a hindrance, and they're doubters. You can't take doubters to a place of faith.
Because
it takes faith to do what God is telling you, to believe God for the promises, and to live the way that we're supposed to live. The just shall live by faith. You can't take doubters with you and expect to live by faith.
Mm-hmm.
They got to question every, well, wait a minute here. You got to do, well, you got to raise funds for me. Well, if God gave it to you, why didn't he give you all the money? You show you called to preach. You show that money because if you, you know, you say God is this and God will do that. Well, why didn't he give you the money to do it with? Mm. You have to use your own money. What for? If this God, what
Mm.
Oh, come on now.
My.
Because, see, those are the kind of things that they will say.
Yeah, they will certainly say it. All right, anyhow.
You started it. You started in a place of peace and happiness and love and joy. You were so excited. But the more they talk to you, come on. They talk to you right on out of where you were supposed to be.
Mm.
You started questioning it out. And then, well, maybe I ain't really called. Maybe God didn't really say that. Maybe he don't really want me to do it. Well, that's true. If he wanted me to do it, he would have provided for it. I don't see the thought answers. They right. They're not right. God didn't talk to them. He spoke to you. Come on. Ungodly counsel. They didn't give you the assignment. They didn't tell you what to do. God did. Go back to the person who talked to you the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Your boss gives you an assignment to the complete. But what you do, you go talk to your coworker. You think that's what he wanted to do? No, he didn't want to do that. He wants to go and do this right here. No. It was your boss that told you what to do in the first place. Go back to the mall. Okay, boss, this is what you told me to do. Are you sure this is what you want me to do? How is it that you want me to do? Go back to the person who told you to do it. Because the employee is speaking from their own self, their own mind. They're not speaking from the boss's mind. They're speaking from their own. You're going to do what they told you to do. The boss come back and say, hey, why didn't you do what I told you? Oh, well, I spoke to John, and John said, no, surely that's not what you want. Well, I didn't tell John. I told you. Now you're in trouble because you followed somebody else's lead instead of going back to your boss to get the instructions. Oh, come on now. You get in trouble with God going to get some advice from somebody who is not God, somebody who ain't going to tell you how to do it the way God wants you to do it. Now you done got yourself in trouble.
My Lord.
Because they don't know nothing about what God is saying. They can only give you advice from what's already on the inside of them. Well, come on.
Ah, my.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, woman of God, as we're concluding, know that your help comes from God.
Yes.
Know that whatever it is that you need, it comes from the Lord. It don't come from man. It don't come from woman. It comes from the Lord. The word that your pastor or your teacher or bishop, evangelist, deacon, missionary, whatever they say or do or give to you or dream that gets interpreted, Jesus. Joseph said, listen, I don't give you the interpretation of this dream, fellow. God gives it to you. Come on.
Amen.
He made sure to give God the credit and the glory and the honor due unto his name because he knew that he couldn't interpret anything unless God revealed it to him. Know that nobody can help you do anything unless God allows them to, unless God sends them to help you. It can't be done unless he does it. So know that everything that you need, whatever help you're looking for, comes from the Lord. In your marriage, in your house, with your children, with your family, your faith, your finances. Oh, come on. Everything you need comes from
everything.
The Lord.
Everything. Amen.
Minister Howell, the floor is yours, woman of God.
Amen. Everything that we need really comes from the Lord, and when we realize that, we will be blessed because we are acknowledging Him. The Lord wants us to acknowledge Him. He wants the glory belongs to God. It do not belong to man. You know,
Come on.
Will not share His glory with anyone else. We got to realize where our help come from. God is our helper. He's our sustainer. He's our source. He's our creator. He owns everything. He created us. Yes. You know, so to God be the glory. In all things, say to God be the glory. Don't never take the credit for yourself. Don't never let no one else get the credit but the Lord. The song say, anything that happened to me that is good, God did it. And when we get to that point to realize that God did it, oh, my God, my God. God will just keep on blessing, keep on blessing, keep on blessing. Your blessing will just about run you over. Glory to God. That's the kind of God we serve. Because it behooves him. He loves to bless his children. You know? It's like our parents. When our parents do something for us, and, you know, we look back and see how good our parents is when we get in our age that we are now, we should look back and say, you know, I thank God. I thank God for my parents. Because God allowed them to do the thing that they did. If they had not been godly parents, they wouldn't have had a mind to do those things for us. It would have been all for themselves, but because of God. So that's what we say,
Lord.
To God be the glory. God, I thank you for my parents.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
God, I thank
you
for who you are. God, I thank you
Lord,
for forgiving me for my sin. God, I thank you for working out my marriage. God, I thank you for supplying every need. God, I thank you
Jesus.
I will never be broke another day in my life.
Yes, Lord.
You know why we can say that? Because we are rich in Christ Jesus. We are joint heirs with him. We
got
to believe like that.
Hallelujah.
And I tell you,
this word is
going straight for me, too. I appreciate
Amen.
God. To let me know
Hallelujah.
To depend more and more on him.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We got to depend on him. The job can't do
it
all. No. You have to go through a lot of blood, sweat, and tears on this job to make a dollar.
Oh, come on.
You know what I'm saying? But all Jesus said was come. And he will supply all your need. Now, which would you rather do? The job or go to Jesus because he's saying come? I would rather take Jesus. The song say, silver and gold, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. And you know when people saying that song, they're going to be tried. You're going to be tried.
Yeah.
And I'm saying in some cases, they're going to grab the silver and gold. But they have another song, silver and gold, I'd rather
come
have
on.
Jesus. This silver and gold.
Come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Do you really mean that? You got to go through something.
Come on. What you say? Praise the Lord. Come on.
Had to go through something.
Hallelujah.
You're gonna be taken through the test. Because the devil is all
Lord.
Listening. He listened to testimony now.
Come on now.
Okay, she said, Danny, okay, we're going to try her right now.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
She said she's going to. She gonna trust me. She rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'm gonna put all this in front
of her.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's see if she can still do what she says she's gonna do. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Let's see now.
Cause that's the truth,
would,
right?
Would you
there,
buy down?
That's the truth.
Would you buy down to it? Just for a few coins. What Judas did, betrayed Jesus for a few coins. And the coin didn't do him no good. He couldn't even give the people the coins back.
Come on, that's blood money. They knew. They knew what that would do for them. They knew. That's why they kept saying, remember now, in the word of God. Remember, people of God. Remember, in the word, when they was taking Jesus to the different people, that they was trying to say, you said, you know, in your law that you got to deal with it. And what did the people say? Well, why don't you go take him and deal with him according to your law? We can't kill people.
Mm.
Uh-huh. See, because they know what the law said. The Bible said in the book of in the book of Moses. Hallelujah. The book of Exodus. Thou shalt not kill.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, come on. They knew the law now.
Mm.
Whether they did what the law said is another story. But they knew that the law, that the word said, thou shalt not kill. In other words, you do it because we can't.
Mm.
You kill them. And what does the Bible say? If you kill an innocent person, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you shed innocent blood, what that Bible say? It's the Old Testament now. The blood that you shed is on your hands.
It's on your hands.
You're not going to put this man's blood on our hands. You kill him, Roman. Come on now. Let's see how smart they, and I'm not going to say how smart they were or how smart they are. Let's see how smart they thought they were.
Uh-huh.
Okay? How smart they thought they were, because they weren't getting away with anything. Even today, or, you know, our laws in the physical world say, praise God, you kill somebody, it don't matter when you pay for it, you're going to pay for it. Don't you think that because you sent Billy over there, come on, you put a price on his head, and you sent Billy to go kill David. Billy going to get caught. God going to make sure he get caught. And then when they find out that Billy did it, it was a contract hit, and you sent Billy over there, you going to jail too. No, you didn't actually do the killing yourself, but you sent Billy over there to kill David.
Oh, my Lord.
So don't think you just getting away. You ain't getting away with nothing. That's what sin does. Deception, lies, tell you something going to happen, or you going to get something that you ain't really going to get. Think you going to be so happy over here, and all you going to be is miserable. Oh, come on. Because it was a good idea. Okay, I'm going to say this. Praise God, I have to, as we're leaving out. It's a good idea, because you don't want to be with this woman no more, right? And you don't want her to have none of your money, right? You don't pay no alimony. You don't want to split half of what you got with her. So you just want to kill her. It don't matter how she dies, but preferably if she dies in some kind of accidental-looking way that you took some kind of life insurance policy out on her, so you get some money in the process of her dying. Oh, come on, people. Let's not act like these things are not happening. You can turn on the TV on some kind of court channel and see these things happening every day. Because you want to be with this other woman, you no longer want to be with your wife. You can't just divorce her and let her go because she can get something from you. You don't want to give her anything.
Not nothing.
So, you know, you got to take her out. She got to go. You want to be with somebody else. You don't want no kids no more. Kids got to go. She got to go. Everybody got to go. So you can be happy and have what you want. Oh, come on. Because it's happening.
It's happening. It's real.
Every day. Woman of God, that's why you got to have God in your life.
Yes,
that's why you got to stay prayed up. Because the Holy Spirit be like, hey, get out that house. Go home to your grandma's house. Don't tell them where you're going. Get the kids. Take them out of school. Oh, come on, somebody.
All right, now.
The Holy Ghost will do it. Go and get those children. Go and get them from school. Go and take it. It's time for y'all to go on vacation. But what about my husband? No, not your husband. Just you and the children by yourself. You ain't spend enough time together. Well, don't I need to tell them where I'm going? No, you don't. Don't you just get up and just go. You know, you can tell him about this later. Oh, come on, because the Holy Ghost going to lead you out. Like the angels that came to lead Lot out. Come on. They said, don't take nothing with you from back there. Just leave. Just get you and your body and your chair and let's go.
And get on up out of there.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Come on, get your chair and get yourself, get the car, pack them clothes, just get on out of there. Well, you know, I should wait till the children come home from school. No. Wait till the children come home from school. Go home and pick them children up from school. Pack some clothes. Go get those kids. Get in that car. Drive to grandma's house. Because there are plans for you that you can't foresee, but the Lord does. Because the enemy was going to let you get wiped out. Because he needs another wife. Come on.
and he don't want to give you any of the money. Oh, come on.
Mm.
The love of money is the root of all evil.
All evil. Not
he
some, but all.
He don't want to give you anything. Come on. He don't want to give you anything. He doesn't want to give you any of the things that are due to you because you married him and you stayed with him and you suffered with him. He doesn't give you anything, but he is willing to take away your life and get paid in the process of it.
Mm.
Oh, come on.
My.
Look at the things he's willing to do. That's what he don't want to give to you. But he's willing to make a profit off of your death.
Ooh.
Not only do you not get alimony, you don't have your children, you don't have your husband, now he don't want you to even have life.
Mm.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Mm.
That's why you got to stay prayed up. That's why you got to have that relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because you just don't know what danger lies ahead of you.
Oh, my Lord.
You don't know?
Don't know.
If that man has decided that, you know, he needs somebody else, and he got to get rid of you. You just don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
But the Lord does know. The Lord sees, knows, and hears all.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing gets by him. That situation didn't even get by him. That's why he sent the Holy Ghost to lead you out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now.
Ah, mama.
He created a way out of no way. Because those plans were meant to destroy you.
Mm.
But what did we just read? I believe it was in Psalm 121.
Mm-hmm.
When God said he would preserve you. He's going to keep you safe.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make sure not one hair on your head is touched.
Mm.
Like the three Hebrew boys. They went in that fire, but came out as if they never went in.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Mm.
Glory to God. So people of God, women of God, hallelujah. I don't even know why I went there. Praise God. But what I praise the Lord.
God
all
knows.
I'm gonna say is stay prayed up. Stay prayed up.
Mm-hmm.
Stay before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Stay seeking his face. Stay seeking to do his will. Stay asking him as Lord. You know, was that word for me? Because if I need to get out of God, I need to know. Praise God. I'm gonna take what little bit I got.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're going to make somebody come along the way with whatever I need. But as for me and my child, we're going to get on up out of here. Praise God.
You want to take baby girl and run.
I'm getting out of here. Lord Jesus. Come on, Lord. Where we got to go? Where we going? Don't worry, Daddy. I'm just going to get in the car right now, and I'm just going to go, and you tell me when I'm on the road where we're going.
Mm-mm.
I don't even got to know right now where we're going.
Mm-mm-mm.
Tell me when I'm on the road. That's good enough for me.
Mm-mm.
We'll figure all that out once I'm on the road. But right now, let me get on a bike here.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And the Lord will help you like that, women of God, woman of God. Because what have we been preaching and saying today? Help is on the way. Come on. He's going to help you. He's going to get you out of there. But you got to know, come on, where your help comes from. Every bit of help that you need is going to come from the Lord. He's the one who's going to provide a way out for you. He's the one who's creating and making a way out of no way. He's the one making sure you're safe. He is the one who did it and is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He. God. Not me. Not you. not anybody else but God.
Oh, my, my, my.
Hallelujah. Minister Howell, your closing remarks?
Amen. Just stay encouraged and take heed to what was said on tonight. Apply it to your life. Continue to
yes.
look to the hills. Stand on Psalms 121.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Get it in your spirit. And whatever God tell you to do, do it. Because your
yes.
life can be at stake.
Come on. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
He said, you get up and go, get up and go.
Quickly.
Because you know what? That hesitation is not good for you.
Mm.
Come on. You can hesitate and realize I should have left.
Mm-hmm.
I should have went when the Lord told me to go. But I hesitated. I waited. Come on.
Mm.
Those who have been with the Lord long enough know that God's tried to help you. So come on.
Mm, mm, mm.
He told you not to do something. Or he told you to do something. Come on now.
Mm, mm, mm.
That you was like, oh, ain't nothing going to happen. It's going to be all right. And you should have left. Or you should have went.
Mm.
Or you should have stayed. When you told you to go.
Mm. No.
Okay. Go ahead, Minister.
Yeah, I was just saying, my Lord. So that's all the remarks I had for tonight. Just stay encouraged and stay in the Word.
Yes.
Stay in the Word.
Yes. You have to. Because we don't know whatever somebody else is planning against us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Amen.
We have no idea. You know, you can see a person every day. And that person can smile in your face. And that person can say nice things to you. But you don't realize what that person has in their heart to do to you. You don't realize it because they're not going to show you that.
Mm-hmm.
What they're going to show you is what appears to be good, but it's bad.
Mm.
What they're going to show you is what appears to be right, but it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on now.
That's it.
Because
that's
see,
how the enemy operates.
Come on. I can't show you what I'm about to do because then I won't be able to do it to you.
Mm.
I mean, if I show you, I can't do it to you.
Mm-mm-mm.
But if I keep it hidden and you think something good is going to happen, when something bad is going to happen, you ain't looking for it. You're not prepared.
Mm.
And you just don't know what's about to come your way.
My Lord, my Lord.
Come on, because that's how that kind of situation operates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people are going, you know, I take heed to what the Lord is saying through me. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't see everything. I can't see half or probably anything, but the Lord can see everything. So I can just go to him who I already know knows everything, sees everything, understands all things, and let him show me what I need to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because only he knows the plan or the trap or the snare that is trying to be set against me.
Mm.
Praise God. So people of God, know that we love you. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you and he's with you. And your help, again, comes from God. I don't care if somebody else is helping you. That help that they're giving you came from God. Every good thing, Mr. Howell gave us the scripture, every good and perfect thing comes from heaven above, comes from God. So if you are experiencing some good and some help from somebody, it came from the Lord. Minister Howell?
Amen. Amen. That's it, prophet. That is it. All good and perfect gift come from above. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. So we're closing out, people of God. I love you. God bless you. God is creating and making a way out of no way because he's the way maker. He's the creator of everything. Praise God and everyone. And he will. Praise God. If he got to move heaven and earth to get you out of where you are, trust and know and believe that he will.
Because
he is the way. Come on. He is the life.
Mm-hmm.
He is the truth. You be blessed, women of God.
Amen.
Jesus loves you. God
Amen.
Loves you. And
Lord.
So do we.
Amen.
Have a blessed evening, people of God. Until we meet again, keep the Lord in your sight. Let him be your focus. Keep prayer always before you, speaking to the Father, because you don't know what somebody is trying to do. But God knows all. Be blessed. We love
Amen.
You. We'll see you again.
All right.
Lord.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.